Bruchim Haboim. Welcome everyone. We're about to begin Be'ezras Hashem together on Daf Yudalet Amud Aleph, the very last line. The Gemara had brought amongst the 18 enactments that Beis Shammai overvoted Beis Hillel. Amongst those were listed at the end of the Mishnah in Zovin, which says that a person becomes Tamei as a sheni, and therefore if he comes in contact with Truma, he's poisel as a Truma. Amongst those enactments that are listed in Zovim is Stam Yodayim. If a person's hands were not washed with Netilas Yodayim, and he touches then Truma, he's poisel as a Truma. The Gemara says, why? Because Yodayim are Askonios Hain. Hands have the tendency to move around and touch things, even when a person is not aware. And therefore, there was a concern that maybe a person will be touching parts of his body that are dirty, and then he'll then touch truma, and it'll cause the truma to become defiled in a way, not becoming tummy, but rather in a way that person will not want to eat it. And therefore, they were goyzer truma on yodayim, but will pasul truma if they touch the truma. Then we learn in a braisa taught by Rav Parnach at the end of last time that if a person, another gezerah, not amongst these 18 gezerahs, that if a person were to touch a sefer Torah with his bare hands, then he also then, those hands, if they subsequently touch truma, will poisel as a truma. The reason being, he says, because it's disrespectful for hands that are not clean to be touching a sefer Torah. Now the Gemara asks, hey, gozer bereisha. Which gezeira was done first? Was it the gezeira of yadayim askonios that we found in the 18 enactments, those 18 gezeiros? Or was it the one of Rabbi Parnach, who taught us that if a person touches a sefer Torah with bare hands, then those hands become tame as a sheni that will metame, will poisel as a truma? Ilemod ha gozer bereisha, if you want to say that it was the enactment of Yodayim Askonios, which is not amongst the 18 that was gozer first. Then kiven dahach gozer bereisha haso sulamali. Once you have that enactment on stam yadayim, so then why do you need to then include a subsequent enactment of touching a sefer if your hands would already become considered to be already tamei as a sheni? Then you don't need the following enactment of touching a sefer and then being poisel as a truma. Elahach gozer bereisha v'hoda gozer bekulhu yodayim. Rather, you must say that Rabbi Parnach's gzeira of touching a sefer Torah with one's bare hands, that itself was first. And the second gzeira subsequently was, which we find in the 18 enactments, and that is stam yodayim askonios hein, are Tommy as a sheni, and will be poisel as a truma. We continue on the list of the 18 gzeros v'tvul yom. Ask the Gemara. By the way, tvul yom is a person who is tame, who then is toivel, and then has to wait till harev shemesh, until nightfall, to become tohor. So ask the Gemara right away. Tvul yom de'araisahu, a tvul yom who touches truma, that's poisel that truma midiraisa, not midirabanan. We don't need an enactment for that. Dichsiv, it says ubo hashemesh v'tiher. So therefore, that doesn't make sense why that's included in this list, which is dirabanan. Answers the Gemara, sami mikan tvul yom. That's right, take away from this list tvul yom. We don't take away from this list tvul yom entirely, because that's indeed included in the Mishnah, because the Mishnah doesn't differentiate between deraisers derabbanan, just talking about those that are sheni that will poisel as a truma. But in terms of our list for the 18 enactments, although we brought this Mishnah, but that one item of tvul yom will not be included in the enactments that we are talking about. Says the Gemara the following. The next of the 18 gzeros va'oichlin shenitmu b'mashkin. If you have food that became tamei because it came in contact with mashkin, that has now again the status of a sheni, and therefore it will be poisel as a truma. Ask the Gemara b'mashkin demai. What mashkin are we talking about? If you want to say, we're talking about that a sheretz came in contact with the mashkin, with this liquid. Ask the Gemara, that's going to be deraisa because a sheretz is an avatuma. So therefore it will cause the liquid to become a rishon netuma midiraisa. So certainly that will poistil the truma. Dechsiv, it says in the posuk, v'chol mashke asher yishose, all liquids that can be drunken. And the pasuk goes on to say, b'kol kli yitma, and all of the, that which is in the kli will become tame. And by the way, over here we're talking about that the sheretz falls into an earthen vessel, into a kli cheres. It's metame, the kli cheres, as a rishon, which is metame in turn, the mashkin as a sheni. That's all midiraisa. But we're learning from here anyways that if a sheretz certainly would touch the liquid directly, it would make it into a rishon. So ask the Gemara, that can't be what we're talking about, because that would be deraisa. Ella b'mashkin haboin machmas yodayim. Here we're talking about where there was stam yodayim that touched mashkin. And those mashkin, even though normally we say that a rishon that touches something else becomes a sheni, and a sheni that comes touches something else will make it into a shlishi. But over here we're talking about that rishon, that which we're talking about as, or stam yadayim rather, that we're talking about as a sheni, will make actually the mashkin not only a sheni, but even go up in its tuma as a rishon. And therefore, what happens over here is the stam yadayim is touching the mashkin, and the mashkin will then in turn will touch the oichel. The gezeira mishum mashkin habo machmas sheretz. As a gezeira, the Rabbanan made this gezeira of tuma for that which mashkin would be taught, would be in come in contact with the sheretz, which would be the arais, as we explained before. The next of the 18 gezeiros is vahakelim shenitmu b'mashkin. The Gemara explains kelim deitmu b'mashkin b'damai. What is the mashkin that we're talking about that came in contact with kelim, that the mashkin should then cause the kelim to become tame, whereby the kelim which come in contact with the truma will poistel the truma by making the kelim as a sheni. Ilem b'mashkin dissolve. If we're talking about the mashkin that came in contact with the kelim was mashkin that was mashkin of a zov, then that's deraisa ninhu. That's already going to be deraisa because a zov again is an av hatuma, and that will cause the liquid that goes out onto this kli to make it a rishon midiraisa. Dichsi v'chi yoroik hazov b'tohor. The yoroik, the spit of a zov, is going to be metame the tohor person as a av hatuma. And by the way, it's not just spit from the zov, but if it would be urine or the ziva, that would also then metame the tohor person and make him into a rishon. And the Gemara parenthetically explains, Mashe biyad tohor, temesi loch. It says, if you're medayik in the lashon of the pasuk, v'chi yorek hazav bit tohor, in the tohor person. What does that mean? So here Chazal learned out that when the zov spits on an item that the tohor person is holding on to, so the tohor person, through carrying that object which has the spit of the zov, he will become tameh as a rishon. So that can't be, because that would be again deraisa. Rather, we're talking about mashkin that came in contact with the sheretz. And over here, unlike we said before, here the sheretz that comes in contact with the mashkin, that mashkin that then touches the keli, that mashkin that is touched by a sheretz is not metame kelim. It's only metame oichel midiraisa. So over here, it's midirabonon. It's not midiraisa. V'gzeir mishum mashkin dissolve. And therefore, there's a gzeira because of mashkin dissolve, which is deraisa. So we're talking about that the Chacham made a gzeira on this mashkin, that came in contact with the sheretz, which would be only midir abonon and not deraisa, because of a mashkin hazov, which would be deraisa. The next on the list is the yodayim, the hands, which we it's not on the list, but rather we went and we spoke about the hands. Now the Gemara challenges that which we said v'yadayim is on the list. Ask the Gemara v'yadayim that we said stam yadayim are metame as a sheni, and then are going to then poistil truma when it comes contact with the truma. Ask the Gemara, talmidei shamai v'hilo gazur. Did the students of Shammai and Hillel make this gzera of stam yadayim? Shammai v'Hillel gozor. It was Shammai Hazokin and Hillel Hazokin themselves that were gozer. The Tanya, for it says in the Braisa, Yoisi ben Yoezer ish Tredo, v'Yoisi ben Yoichanan ish Yerushalayim. These were two zugim were found in the Mishnah and Avos in the first parak, and both in Av Basin and in Nasi. They, it says, were gozru tuma al Eretz Ha'amim. That if a person were to then step foot on Eretz Ha'amim in land outside of Eretz Yisrael, because there was a concern that they weren't careful with the kvoros in Chutz La'aretz, so even a goy's kever, if a person comes in contact with it, either by maga, by touching it, or masa, or carrying it, then that will make a tuma deraisa. An oil is only dirabonon. So therefore, they said, if a person were to come in contact again with the Eretz Ha'amim, he'll become tamei. Ve'al kli zechuchis. And kli zechuchis. They also made a gezeira of tuma on kli zechuchis, which is not found in the Torah. Shimon ben Shotach tikein k'suva li'isha. Now, it doesn't mean that they were masakin a ksuva. Ksuva was already predated before. Some say midiraisa is found as a source in the Torah for ksuva. The ksuva is made in order to then give a protection for a woman from being easily divorced, that she'll have to then get a certain amount of money from her husband who divorces her. And alternatively, if he leaves her as an almana. Al-Kalpanim, it says over here that Shimon ben Shetach was tikin ksuva li'isha, means to say that until now, a person, a husband, can set aside a kli for his ksuva, and then when he desires to divorce her, he would then say, take the kli. But now, Shimon ben Shetach says, no longer can you do that. Your ksuva is mishubad to your karka, and making it not as easy to then give up your ksuva by divorcing your wife and giving the ksuva that way. The gozer tuma al klei matochos, and he was gozer tuma on klei matochos. And then le'inyanenu, the Braisa goes on to say, Shammai v'Hillel gozer tuma al hayadayim, that they were gozer tuma al hayadayim. So we see that they themselves, not their talmidim, were gozer tuma on stam yadayim. If you want to say it means Shammai Hazokin together with his Talmidim, and Hillel Hazokin together with his Talmidim, Iva Omar Rav Yehuda Omar Shmuel, Yudches Dovar, Gozru, Ubi Yudches Nechleku. It says there are 18 things that they were Goizer, and 18 things that they argued about. V'ilu Hillel v'Shammai lo nechleku elo begimel makomos. Whereas Hillel Hazokin and Shammai Hazokin, they themselves only argued about three specific things. So it cannot be including Yodayim, which is in the 18. Dom Rav Huna begimel makomos nechleku v'sulo, and that's it. V'chi teima, maybe you'll suggest osu inhu gozur litlois. Shammai and Hillel were goes on the Yodayim as a suffix Tuma, and therefore if it came in contact with Truma, then the din is litlois, it can't be burned, but it also cannot be eaten. Va'osu tamidaihu v'gozu lisroif, and their Talmidim then made a further gezeira and said, you shall be sorif, you shall be putting the Truma by burning it in such a situation. Ve'omar ilfo yadayim techilo gezeirosun lisroifo. And then it can't be, because Ilfa said that Yadayim, Stam Yadayim, are Rishon in regards to then causing the Truma to having been Soref. That the Yadayim that you do touch with Stam Yadayim on Truma will be burned. Elo, you must say osu inhu gozur velo kiblu minahu. Rather, what happened was that Shammai and Hillel first initially made a gezerah on the stam yadayim, but it wasn't accepted. Velosu tamidaihu gozu vekiblu minahu. And subsequently, their talmidim made a gezerah and it was accepted on stam yadayim to make the yadayim again sheni and thereby poiseling truma. Ask the Gemara still, Vakati Shloimoi Gozar. Shlomo HaMelech Olav Hashem, he made the Gezerah on Stam Yadayim. The Omer of Yehuda, Omer Shmuel. Bishosh Etikain Shloimoi Eruvin Unetilas Yadayim. Yotzisa Baskel V'omro. A Baskel went out and said, Bini Im Chacham Libecho Yismach Libi Gam Oni. That means that the Baskel, the Shechina, was very happy as a result of this takana. Chacham b'ni v'samach libi. Because of your wisdom, my son, you rejoiced my heart. V'ashiva chorfi dovar. And to those who disgrace me, I will return an answer. In other words, the Basko went out in support of that takana of Shlomo HaMelech of Erovin and Netilas Yadayim. So you see that Shlomo HaMelech did mesakein on Stam Yadayim. Answers the Gemara also, Shloimoi gozar lekodshim. Shlomo HaMelech was gozer on Stam Yadayim for kodshim. Ve'osu inhu ve'gozu af letruma. And then they, subsequently, the Talmidim of first Shammai and Hillel Hazokin, which wasn't accepted, and then the Talmidim were gozer af le truma on stam yodayim.